Tuesday, June 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Tonight, we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Most ancient of all mysteries, before your throne we lie. Have mercy now, most merciful, most holy Trinity. When heaven and earth were still unmade, when time was yet unknown, you in your radiant majesty did live in love alone. You were not born, there was no source from which your being flowed. There is no end which you can reach, for you are simply God. How wonderful creation is, the work which you did bless. That when must you be like, dear Lord, eternal loveliness? Most ancient of all mysteries, before your throne we lie, have mercy now and evermore, most holy Trinity. And our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, son of John. And the second antiphon, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He has established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstone like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his law and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the second antiphon, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the third antiphon, you are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preach the truth throughout the whole world. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the third antiphon, you are the chosen vessel of God, blessed Apostle Paul. You preach the truth throughout the whole world. And our reading for this Tuesday evening is from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 and 7. Greetings from Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart to proclaim the gospel of God, which he promised long ago through his prophets, as the Holy Scriptures record, the gospel concerning his Son, to all in Rome, beloved of God and called to holiness, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a responsory, the apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. They testified to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and teached it and preached it faithfully. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. The apostles proclaimed the word of God and preached it faithfully. And a canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, how glorious are the apostles of Christ. In life they loved one another, in death they rejoiced together forever. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, how glorious are the apostles of Christ. In life they loved one another, in death they rejoiced together forever. And now our intercessions. The Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith, let us pray, Lord, come to the aid of your people. You once called Simon the fisherman to catch men. Now summon new workers who will bring the message of salvation to all peoples. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You calm the waves so that your followers would not be drowned. Guard your church, protect it from all dangers. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gathered your scattered flock around Peter after the resurrection. Good Shepherd, bring all your people together as one flock. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You sent Paul as apostle to preach the good news to the Gentiles. Let the word of salvation be proclaimed to all mankind. Lord, come to the aid of your people. You gave the keys of your kingdom into the hands of your holy church. Open the gates of that kingdom to all who trusted in your mercy while on earth. Lord, come to the aid of your people. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord our God, encourage us through the prayers of Saints Peter and Paul. May the apostles who strengthen the faith of the infant church help us on our way to salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.